You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe. It's been a fun 2 hours. Thanks for still tuning in if you are. Hour three underway of the Sports Hangover, Matt Moscona. And after further review coming up next, no doubt he will have all of his takes coming up as LSU advances to the Super Region. Our thanks to Chris Blair, who joined us at 1:15 to talk a little bit about the Tigers. Sharif Oshak led things off at 12:05. 12:15, Mike Triplett and I discuss same storylines heading into week number three of OTAs. We will get to see him tomorrow at practice. Normally on Thursday, they're moving it to tomorrow this week. Next week, who dats? Are you ready? Are you ready, who dats? Mini camp. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 11 a.m., 1:15. That is the time frame. And you just hear me out. It's now in training camp. He got anything you want, a 13 jersey, a 41, a 9, 94, 23. Now's the time to do it. Jordan and I can't get it done for you, but the team goes and signs. They walk the perimeter. You can get in. It's free. Go check out your team. So next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Joey, a rash of illnesses from the CDC of Louisiana. You know, people just left the doctor's appointments all Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday between 11 and 1:15 next week. Exactly, yeah. Sniffles, coughs, I mean, you name it. So they can go check it out during lunchtime.
I got Ebola.
Yeah, a rash of Ebola all of a sudden. Either way. For that to happen. So we spoke a little bit about that. Coach Kenny Farrell, the Jesters, we touched on the Champions League. If you want to comment on that, do you think it was the right call or not? Dude, I tried. Finn McCool's was just packed. Oh, my gosh. Singing, chanting, it's so much fun. I just wanted to go see what it was like to have that sort of atmosphere as well. But Women's World Cup starts on Friday. The Americans play next week. I want to say the 11th or the 13th. One of those is when they play. I'll have that for you by the time the next week comes. We'll have a preview coming up on Friday. The men's national team Gold Cup action starting this month here as well. So a little bit more soccer as well, especially after the Saints wrap up next week. Because next week with the mini camp, they're done, Jordan, until training camp. So next week, the next 3 days of next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, go check them out. After that, it's over. Until training camp. So it's right around the corner. So we can go over some of those storylines here as well. Marlon Favorite is going to join us next segment to talk a little bit about that as well. And I'm just doing a lot of the talking right now because I do think you've checked out already this hour. You are now in daydream mode.
I was looking up R.J. Barrett.
But you were also highlights. Looking at Zion.
And R.J. Barrett.
So the last 7 to 10 minutes... You have been looking
I don't
at,
even know what you talked about.
Exactly. Ja Morant highlights, Zion highlights, R.J. Barrett highlights.
Future Pelican.
If you want to know why Jordan is remotely doing that, some stories this weekend, you know, here and there. First, it was Ja Morant knee surgery. It was a little cleanup procedure, no big deal. Literally, he just tweeted. He tweeted earlier this morning. All good. Number 12 is well, 12 is good.
12 is good.
That's his jersey number, by the way.
Correct.
So he's ready to go. The reports were 3 to 4 weeks. He'll be cleared and ready to go.
And then Rob Wolkenbrod.
Uh-huh.
On Daily Knicks.
Okay.
Grizzlies backing off Ja Morant opens possibilities.
How much do you buy that? How much do you buy that?
Not too much.
R.J. Barrett per Adrian Wojnarowski earlier this morning saying he is visiting the Knicks later this week. This is what's going to happen this week and next week. You have so many pieces and chips this offseason in the NBA, like big ones, right? I mean, Game two hadn't even finished yet of the NBA Finals. And you got people wondering, is Kawhi Leonard leaving?
For L.A.
Yeah, for L.A. Because, of course, one thing that we've learned, right, that we've learned this year is if you're a superstar in the NBA.
You lose one game. You're going to L.A.
Then surely.
Just chatter on social media after the game. Oh, Kawhi will definitely leave now. He played this big game. No one helped him. This is why he's going to the Clippers.
If he wins the championship, he's leaving. If he loses the championship, he's leaving. He's leaving.
That's Jay Williams on Get Up and
Leaving.
Yuck it up. That's how it works now, right?
He's leaving.
We had Giannis.
He's gone.
Right during Milwaukee. If they lose, remember I said it, that was a thing that like bothered me.
Lakers.
Yeah, the reporter. Ask him in the post game. So, your thoughts on the future just make you not want to. Come on, man. Like, they're tweeting a column about, well, if he doesn't make the finals next year, he may not. L.A. He's got to go to L.A. It's incredible. Klay Thompson.
L.A.
Yeah, L.A.
Doesn't want to be under that light anymore. You know, even though he'd be going to LeBron's team.
He didn't make the all pro team, so he doesn't get his money. Yeah. L.A. He's got to go. Can't stay.
Jimmy Butler.
Ah, L.A. Can't stay in Philly.
Can't win it.
It's unbelievable.
Paul George.
L.A. But he decided to stay in OKC.
Can't get out the first round.
Well, now it's time to trade him.
Yeah.
To L.A. It's unbelievable.
Anthony Davis.
Oh,
small
LA.
Market.
A small market. Can't win it.
Nothing.
L.A.
Player. Who's Drew Holiday?
And if he's traded to somewhere other than L.A., by this time next year will be, he needs to be traded to L.A.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable if you're an NBA superstar. I don't even know the words. Like, not even help. It's almost like he should be in the finals and win a championship. Like
Zion hasn't entered the league. You know where he should be?
Oh, L.A.
L.A.
Oh, it's coming. June 20th, 6:45 p.m. Zion already regretting he just got drafted by the Pelicans.
I mean, they were saying,
Rich Paul planning a trade to L.A.
Looked like Zion just got hit by a truck when he found out.
Hit by a truck.
Didn't look like that whatsoever.
Even though the video showed him yucking it up with his teammates and friends and other
people. Smiling.
No. That is called hit by a truck. You didn't know that?
Hit by a truck.
You've never been hit by a truck and smiled?
Yeah, it feels good to get hit by a truck.
Exactly. You smile when you get hit by a truck. You're like, ooh, that felt good. Hit by a truck.
L.A., baby.
Ryan Hollins on ESPN.
Man, I'm going to have to fast forward past this. This is the type of game that makes Kawhi Leonard leave.
Mm.
You look around. Golden State is injured, hurt.
Yep.
You're up. You're dominating.
Dominating.
And you can't put your foot on the necks of the Golden State Warriors.
He did all he could.
Kawhi Leonard can go do that. He can go be himself somewhere else.
But
he can go defend and go get 30 points.
Go get
and
his.
Tonight he joins the clubs of LeBron James and Kobe Bryant.
That's right.
I don't need Toronto for that.
Two That's Lakers.
Right. We're healthy. Mm-hmm. We're good.
Yep.
There's no reason that Toronto doesn't win that game.
Failed
and Kawhi Leonard has done everything he can possibly
do
through double teams in these last two games.
That's right.
And in fact, the entire playoff run.
Yep.
These are the games that send Kawhi Leonard to L.A.
That is.
L.A.
That is.
Does he mean Louisiana?
L.A. No. It's L period A period. It's different. If it was L.A., yes, it would be Louisiana, the state abbreviation. But no, I mean, technically.
He needs to be more clear about
that. He does need to be more clear because he just got us excited thinking that Kawhi would come here as a free agent.
Correct.
Yeah, and play L.A. Zion Williams.
A team that didn't even make the playoffs.
Who?
L.A. Period A period.
Yeah, but remember, the Clippers did. Lakers didn't. So you got to specify even more
specificity. Oh, yeah, the Lakers.
Double the specificity.
Correct. LAL. Los Angeles Lakers.
Look, I'm not throwing shade, but
no, we're throwing shade.
These are people that get paid way more than we do. Have a national platform. Just throwing out whatever. Just LA.
Kawhi.
Can't do it. He's done it enough. He's done it all. How dare a top 5-10 franchise Supermax player put a team on his back and try to win a championship on it? How dare he? Don't you know that today's NBA you need 15 people to help you? At least 4 stars. All pros. They better be all stars. As a matter of fact, they better be like top jersey sellers too. If not, they're all bums. Everyone's a bum. It's just incredible. Like, to listen to people go, oh, well, he's going to stay. He's leaving. He's leaving. Done all he
no
could.
LA.
Done all he could. AD, it's my time. Gave all I could for 7 years.
AD, why? Because.
Because. It's
just
my time.
Because.
Because.
But, I why?
Remember, though.
Because.
No, but for him, it's he wants to win.
Oh, yeah.
For Kawhi, no one knows. I mean, you hear Will Body, everybody else saying no one knows what Kawhi wants to do, but Jay Williams just now, no, he's leaving. Yeah, but no one knows what,
Kawhi,
but he's leaving.
Best buds.
He's leaving.
He's leaving.
Durant, it's done deal.
Gone.
Done deal. What was the bite last week you had on me that KD was a done deal?
Oh, I think that was Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith and Kyrie. Oh, another one, Kyrie Irving.
Oh, he's done.
He's done. He's going to L.A.
L.A. Can't win anywhere else. Done. Done deal.
Pretty sure it was screaming A and Kyrie going to the Knicks.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, it's just funny. I mean, just the game had even ended. Oh, he's gone. This is the game right here. This is it. This is why. Because if you want to be a superstar and you want to win championships and your legacies, it's got to be easy.
You saw how he kind of covered
it's got to be easy.
He covered himself up in later. He's like, even if they win, he's gone.
He's gone.
Even if they lose, or if he loses, he's gone.
He's gone.
So either way, that argument that he just presented, can't lose either way.
It's gone.
He's gone. I mean, I would want to leave after I won a championship in a city. I mean, there's nothing else to do.
Nothing else. You're done. You've done all you could.
Might as well go to the next one.
I tell you what,
win it for the other team.
It's incredible because if you don't win, then you've given all you could to the team. And then when you do win, well, you've given all you've gone to the team.
What else do I have to give?
Got nothing.
Nothing. I have to go to L.A. Have to give them more championships.
It's incredible. Kevin Durant, right? NBA Finals, MVP. He's been an MVP of the season. And then you hear people this year saying, well, he's got to go do it on his own. This is what I love about this argument, right? We just heard pundits say, oh, no, 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 no. He's got to go somewhere else because he can't do it where he's at. Yet, we literally heard people say last week that for KD to get the respect as one of the greatest, he's got to go do it on his own elsewhere. It's incredible, though. It's like, you can't have it both ways. You can't say guys like Giannis and AD, right? I mean, Kendrick Perkins, he's giving it all. He needs a big market.
Yeah.
Global brands, about your brand.
Go weigh your options.
Exactly. KD can stay in Golden State and probably win 3-4 more titles. No, no, no. But if you want to be considered really great, he's got to go on. So he's got to leave.
Oh, yeah. Chris Paul was another one.
Right.
Chris Paul, oh, he should go join LeBron in L.A., reunite the banana.
Oh, that's
buddy.
True. You're right. He's got to go, too.
He's got to go. That was like a story last week.
But isn't it funny, though? I mean, seriously. Like, you get this now. You do see it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It's been blatant right. since LeBron right. went to L.A.
If you're a superstar, you don't win, you got to go to L.A. or big market to win. And you, I mean, San Francisco, Oakland, the Bay Area, it's a big market. They're champions, by the way. They're going for a three-peat. But if you're Kevin Durant, you got to go do it on your own. Got to go to New York. You got to go bring a championship.
Hey, Boogie, the Warriors savior last night. Where do you think he should go?
Oh, it's true. No one's talking about Boogie.
LeBron needs a big man.
Well, L.A.
That seems like the perfect fit.
Boy, there it is. Boogie in L.A.
I mean, you basically have the Western.
He ought to just play in sunglasses, too, when he gets to L.A.
You have the Western Conference All-Star
team. Whole starting five.
Yeah.
Since you're so cool to be in L.A., all five starters ought to just play in shades. What do you think? L.A.
Kemba Walker. L.A.
Any free agent this offseason?
L.A.
L.A.
Chris Middleton. You know, they need some nice role players.
L.A.
L.A.
You're not going to. I mean, Milwaukee. Jeez. L.A.
Drew Holiday. I mean.
Why?
Y'all sound like those guys, the Bears.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm just playing the sound. You're hearing it, you know? It's incredible.
L.A.
Yeah, it's just right. L.A. I'm waiting, you know, for the next player. Who did we leave out? I think we've gone through all the top players in the playoffs.
I feel like I'm missing, like,
I feel bad for Denver. Not a single Denver player people want in L.A.
I don't think this Denver player.
No, no one wants him.
Did Devin Booker ever get considered to go to L.A.?
Yeah.
Well, let's just throw him in there,
well,
L.A.
No, poor Phoenix. Phoenix fans are hearing that they want Lonzo Ball. You could, again, can't shoot. We'll never forget Ty Graffanini at the Smoothie King Center, V Lakers, yelling at Lonzo Ball, shoot the ball. When opposing fans are yelling at you to shoot it, that's probably not a good thing.
The next one name that we'll probably hear this upcoming season.
Who do you think this week will be? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to state my one for next year.
Oh, next
I think it's going to be Luka Doncic.
Oh, Doncic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, L.A.
L.A.
Yeah. Dallas?
They can't get it done with Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah. Nah, he don't, oh, ooh, Kristaps. He don't want to be there, too. Yeah. L.A. By the way, didn't he come from a big market?
Yeah, New York.
Knicks. How many playoff games did he win?
I'm pretty sure he... Zero.
Zero, okay.
But I'm pretty sure he even, like, demanded saying, if I don't get traded...
He's going to Europe.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to go back to Europe to play basketball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, big markets. That's the place to be.
Do you hear the music? Just remember. Have this in your head. I wonder if we all had that same approach as we go to break. If we're unhappy at our jobs, you know what? Let's just go to L.A.
But it doesn't matter, because you know why?
Huh.
Why, Gus?
Why?
Who has the number one pick?
For now. I'm waiting for the next story.
Oh,
the Pelicans should just trade it to L.A. Let's trade it to LeBron. LeBron and the Lakers.
Trade it to LeBron for a...
Kuzma Ball.
Someone who has a blood clot.
Yeah. Ingram.
Lonzo Ball, who can't shoot the ball and has a psycho dad.
Yeah. No, he's a caring dad.
Caring dad, sorry. Caring dad.
Sports Hangover continues next. Martin Favorite. He went to L.A. last week. See? He left our show and went to L.A.
Even
Marlon went to L.A.
You know what? Pieces, deuces. I'm going to L.A.
Sports Hangover next on ESPN New Orleans.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
The Home Depot is making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Si, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Green salsa or red salsa? Because it seems like the fat guys are going green salsa.
I'll say red, but not too chunky. How about that?
So you don't like a pico?
What is that?
Pico de gallo?
No, don't like pico.
Okay, very good. Doesn't like something he doesn't know. That's the Stugatz move. What is it? It's stupid. I don't like it. Nobody likes that.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I tell you, Uptown Ruler today, huh? Little Golden Stones concert. Jordan heard for the first time Sympathy for the Devil. You got to come up with one more Rolling Stones song without Googling before the end of the show.
Okay.
You can do it. No, don't Google.
Don't Google.
I'm watching you Google.
I'm not Googling.
Well, you're Yahooing. Same thing.
Jordan, give us the satisfaction of doing no Googling.
Let's see what you're saying.
Just get off my cloud.
You know what he's doing? He's going through all the search engines. You're binging now. I'm the screen's in front of my face. Stop it.
Just start me up. Just did it.
Painted black.
You know what? Just completely disregarded my orders. I know a lot of songs.
She's so cold.
That's it.
Like a Rolling Stone.
Like a Rolling Stone.
No, Jumping Jackfish.
No, that's Bob Dylan.
Ooh, I do like Beast of Burden.
You do, huh?
Yes.
How does it go? Very first line.
I'll never be your beast
of burden. Oh, Jordan. All right. He did it. He did it. D, thanks for calling the show. What you got, my friend? What you got, D?
Oh, yeah, you there?
Yes, sir. What you got, man?
And I was just calling on in. Our radio's down, brother. That's just my loud mouth. I was just listening to about baseball, and I was talking about Anthony Davis, and I'm gonna chime in again about I don't think Anthony's going anywhere until we find out where all the big stars are going, and I think that's going to make the best deal. But I didn't call for that. I was calling because I was wrong a couple of weeks ago. I called in, which I'm usually right, but I said that we were done in baseball because we didn't have a catcher. We wasn't hitting the ball good, and our pitcher stunk. And now it seems like we got an all-world pitcher, a catcher that hits the ball and throws it well. Our offense is on fire, and now it looks like we got two bona fide star pitchers. So can I recant and say we're going to Omaha?
Uh-oh, there it is, Omaha. Yeah, it is. Well, I'll say this. D,
you're not alone.
No, you're not alone. I mean, the door hadn't closed in the studio here. I have my backpacks on. I'm dehydrating from my 10-foot walk, from my car into the, and what did you give me this morning when I walked in?
Well, first I gave you the Boogie Cousins, and then I got LSU.
Yeah, he started chanting at me. He started giving me LSU chants.
That's too much, guys. But I tell you right now, though, I do believe, and I don't mean wait till the season starts, but I do believe David Griffin has to really wait and see where some of these guys go, because I think he's going to get the biggest bang for his buck, especially if KD or Kyrie and him stay in the East. I think if that happens and he waits long enough, we're really going to break the bank. I really believe that. I don't think AD wants to stay. Most people most likely don't want him to stay. And I'm not throwing his talent under the bus because, if he wanted to stay, he's the guy we want. But obviously that's not the case. So when he does go, I think if we wait just before the season starts, just after the mid-July when things start to shake up, we're going to get the most. Y'all take care, yeah?
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. All right, so he's going to go with he thinks you get more leverage the longer you wait.
I somewhat agree with that.
Really? You think the longer you wait...
I think that puts more pressures getting closer to the draft, and then it makes teams like, oh, okay, I have to see where I'm going to be in the draft pick-wise, and I have to know what players do I want to look at. So if you wait like two days, three days before the draft, then you're kind of like more
pressure. I'm going least leverage. Because right now, as you said, none of these teams know where any of these guys are going. Those are unknowns, right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to pretty much somewhat live in the dark if I don't think that these players haven't talked, haven't chatted, we spent most of the season trying to diagnose a video of Kyrie and Durant in the hallway of a game. They're talking. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm an owner, or I'm a GM, I don't know where anyone's going. I might have assumptions. I might think. I'm calling around. I'm looking at screaming A's. I'm like, I'm seeing, well, where do they think they're going? But I don't know. And I won't know until we get to talk to them, until we even have a shot, right? But if I trade for Anthony Davis, I do know because I can trade for him. You understand what I'm saying? And then once I trade for him, then, before July 1st, I can then say to a free agent where I don't know where he's going, we have Anthony Davis. Come play with us. That's why I think you have more leverage before. The Knicks, right now, if they wait to July 1st, even if they draft R.J. Barrett, fine. The big names that we've talked about, is that going to lure them there to play with RJ? No, it's not.
It's going to be Anthony Davis.
It's going to be Anthony Davis. Kevin, how serious are you about coming play over here? 2 7-footers, one outside, one inside. You in? You and AD? KD and AD. You in? I'm in. Then all of a sudden they go to another player. Dude, Kyrie, you in? Well, Kyrie might be like, I don't want to go there. To me, I think what makes you have leverage, I think, D, is a known. Knowing what you have. The teams that quote-unquote are eager to make a push and make these big moves, it's not the teams that are in the conference finals. I don't think so. Now, Toronto, they don't know. I mean, I would hope that they have some sort of indication. I mean, the guy's in their locker room. He's with them. They're in the finals. But they may not have a clue if Kawhi is coming back or not. If they do, and he does leave, do they take a waiver and say, hey, D, you're up, and they go the Kawhi route again? I just think you have leverage in knowing a known. I got this guy. Let's pair him up with this guy. If you're Boston, I have AD. Kyrie, are you in? Before free agency starts. He goes, no, I don't want to play here. Okay. But you can maybe try to get other players to go over there. If you're the Clippers, okay, we have AD. Kawhi, are you in? We have AD. I think having Anthony Davis before free agency starts, you get leverage.
All right, so my friend sent me something pretty interesting.
Okay.
It's a four-way trade.
Okay.
So the Grizzlies would get Lonzo Ball, O'Neal.
Remember, though, to have Mike Conley.
Like, okay.
The part of the reason why people are saying you don't go with Ja Durant is because you have Conley. Now, you can move Conley, and people will go. People want him.
They get.
But I mean, am I getting rid of Conley for Ball?
Well, they're getting the Lakers' fourth pick.
Okay.
Then they're getting the Jazz's 2021 first round pick. You don't know how that team's going to fare out after this offseason.
But my point is, though, again, the problem that I'm already having with that, I'm thinking of Memphis. I have a really good point guard right now in Conley. Ball is not that. So do I use that fourth pick to go Kobe White?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so why am I trading with the Lakers then? Just to move down to? But what am I gaining by moving down
to? You're getting another first round pick.
I have a point guard. You're getting a later first round pick? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you're getting a fourth round pick.
Right.
I mean, not a fourth round. You're getting a fourth pick from the Lakers, and then you're getting a 2021 first round pick from the Jazz, and you don't know what the Jazz is going to do.
I think the Jazz will be a player.
All right, just listen to the rest of it.
I hear you.
The Lakers would get Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
The Pelicans, I don't really like this move myself,
mm-hmm.
but, and, Pelicans would get Brandon Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
The Memphis first round pick, which would be the second pick to get Ja Morant. The 2019, another Jazz first round pick, the Jazz would get Mike Conley, Kyle Kuzma, and Etuan Moore.
Okay, the Jazz have a point guard already, Donovan Mitchell.
I never said I liked that.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. So Conley is just going to be shipped. So are you going to trade him to somewhere else? Did you try to get something out of it? That's my thing. Just remember, when you make these trades, what are you getting? Well, what does that team already have? And are they willing to move him or not? Get what I'm getting at? Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I want to say as well, because he's being thrown out there a lot as a guy that's going to be traded, right? He's got a pretty hefty price tag, $26 million. So when you're making these trades with these players as well, keep in mind that you also have to make the monies work. It's not just the players, right? In the NBA, contracts have to be reasonably matched within a certain degree. I do think I could see, and somebody tweeted at us already, if the Knicks maybe want to move up or do like that three-team trade like you're saying. Like maybe Memphis just moves down one and takes R.J. Barrett. The Knicks move up and the Pels trade. You know what I'm saying? And then they can get their Ja Morant. I mean, I just think to me it just makes all the sense in the world. Keep here. I mean, I like the Clippers. If I had to give my preference, I think the Clippers move is nice.
I think a fourth team would have to be in.
I think the Clippers move would be nice. I like a lot of their young pieces.
I love the Clippers move.
Yeah,
also.
I do too. But if I'm the Clippers, then does that make sense? If I got young players and I got to the playoffs already, then I might be going what you're saying here, Jordan. I might press my luck and wait to see if I can lure a free agent before I have to trade my young assets. Because my young assets got me to the postseason. My young assets show me they're coachable. I like that. Like, I wonder my young assets and Kawhi, my young assets and a Klay Thompson. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if I'm the Clippers, where's my urgency to get AD?
There is none. There is none as of right now.
Right. Again, to me, it just New York just makes so much
but
sense
going back
on a lot
to
of
the,
different areas.
If Memphis just goes down, I think there would, and then move the Knicks up to the second pick,
right,
and then have the Pelicans, that would be a three-way trade, but you'd have to have another, because the Grizzlies aren't just going to move down for the third pick and just say, all right, I'm just going to take that, because that would just be giving all their leverage
the
away.
Knicks have to give.
They would have to. Right. Well, I think there would also have to be a fourth team involved.
The Pels.
I mean, there's a lot of moves. That's why we have David Griffin.
Yeah.
So,
I'd love to try to get Ja Morant, one way, shape, or form.
Make it happen, David Griffin.
But here's the question we can talk about after the break. Do you give Ja, do you go Ja at all costs?
What? Define. You
okay.
Have to,
all right.
Have to,
I'll do that when I get back. Sports Hangover, coming back next on ESPN New Orleans. Running back, I said you would, darling.
Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So what's up with Klay Thompson's hamstring? Series tied 1-1, NBA Finals Game 3 is Wednesday, so you got some time. Jordan, you're excited about game, what is it, 4
in the NHL Finals? Stanley Cup Finals, yes. I know, I was very disappointed in
Dad, it was boring.
Game 4, or Game 3.
7-2. 7 goals. Michael Wilbon.
I don't know how without Durant and Klay Thompson, because they're already putting two. I mean, you see these hard traps they're throwing on Steph Curry? And sometimes 25 feet away from the basket. So, I mean, if they're committed to that, then who else is going to be dependent on a score at NBA Finals level of scoring? And if Iguodala is limping around, we don't know what his situation is going to be yet. So there's a lot going on here, and some of it does favor, or at least seemingly, as we, you know, go west, move west as this thing transitions, it seemingly favors Toronto.
Ooh, Jordan. Raptors in 7?
See, at first I was leaning towards Golden State Warriors in 5.
They don't have any bodies. I mean, yes. Looney's and hurt. Iguodala's hurt.
After seeing the first 5 games, I'm more leaning towards Warriors in 6. But with all the injuries happening, I could see the Raptors coming away with it in 7, but I'm still going to lean towards the Warriors in 7.
You know who's key, huh?
Where would you say you are at physically right now? How close are you to being 100%? Because you're still recovering from your injury. Where do you feel like you're at right now?
Bro, I really don't know. I don't know.
There he is, Boogie. Not just one I don't know, 3 I don't know.
I don't know.
Man. See, Joey, whenever you want to, I mean, you want to sound like you know, you have to give me 3 I don't knows. You don't know.
Boogie, how'd you pull that performance?
You see, if you just do one I don't know, then he's brushing you off. 2 I don't knows, 3 I don't knows.
I care.
Yeah, he cares. I don't know.
2 sounds suspicious.
Exactly. Got to go with 3 I don't knows. 28 minutes, 11 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks, 3 turnovers. In all seriousness, though, if Klay Thompson can't play, again, the MRI is today. Any word on that, Joe? Jordan? Anybody?
I don't know.
I didn't see anything.
I don't know.
You don't know? See?
I don't know.
Yeah, I tested y'all. I need 3 I don't knows.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, man. Max Kellerman.
Of everyone on Golden State, open shot, fate of the universe on the line, or the Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth, you better hit it. I want Iguodala.
Come on.
That's right. And I know what that sounds like. And it's not fair to Steph because so much defensive attention is paid to him. And I'm not saying Steph's not a better shooter. He's a way better shooter. Iguodala's got ice water in his veins.
So from what I'm seeing, it doesn't look like he's going to miss game 3. Right,
well. See, By the way, when Max Kellerman was just saying that, screaming, he just started drinking his coffee and turned his back. I mean, I just... Yeah. How do you say that? Do you rather Iguodala?
He's a seasoned vet.
Seasoned vet, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, he said ice water in his veins. I guess Steph Curry didn't have ice water in his veins. I'm sorry. I mean, especially when you preface it by saying, I know he's the better shooter. Yes. That it's literally that easy. Who's the better shooter?
Or could have just been caught up in the moment and
no.
He had more pressure riding on Steph Curry than Iguodala, because Iguodala was so left wide open.
All right, so I said going into the break, do you go all in? Remember,
correct,
leading into the lottery, I was like, dude, you got to do whatever it takes to get Zion. That's what I thought, right? You were doing whatever it took to use AD, to get pieces, to get Zion. That's why we all hoped that New York, if you didn't win the lottery, got it, because it would make the most sense. All right.
We won the lottery.
Pelicans fans, since Jordan over here has been allowing me to daydream, should the Pels do what they can to get Ja Morant? Using AD's pieces, using AD to try to position yourself to go. See, this is why I think, to me, the Knicks move just makes so much sense. Because I just finished saying, if I'm the Clippers, I'm trying to position myself with the cap space that I've freed up, and the money, the money from the cap space, young assets that I can trade, or young assets that I can say, hey, look, to other guys, we have money, you can come in and play. I just think, to me, the Clippers are positioning themselves to try to get something big in free agency. That's different than giving up a lot of assets and then taking on big money.
So.
Because that's the other thing. When you bring in AD, he's going to sign the extension. It's 200 mil. Pelicans could pay him more, right? The 236 that you've seen, close to 240. But
I guess where I'm having difficulty with your question is, you say all in, but the only thing that the Pelicans would be giving up is Anthony Davis for anything, for the third pick or for the second pick.
No, because what I'm saying is, in all in, meaning that your possibility could be one or two or three team trade. In terms of getting additional picks, players, things of that nature to sweeten the pot to move up to Memphis or to trade for New York is what I'm saying.
Okay, so we do a first-hand trade and then go to a second-hand trade for that. All right.
What I'm saying is you trade AD to the Knicks. Whatever that haul comes back, then you call Memphis and go, what do you like from this haul?
I mean, you could end up with the first, second, and third pick.
How do you do that?
I mean, if you go with the Knicks.
You're not getting two.
Then you trade all your assets for the second pick that you got from the Knicks. You keep the third pick, and then you go
for the second. You can't keep the third pick. You're going to have to give up the third pick to move up second.
Not if you trade.
Now you're in La La Land.
Not if you trade Kevin Knox.
There's fantasy land, and there's La La Land.
If you trade Kevin Knox, Robert Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Dennis Smith Jr.
That's what I'm saying. The entire haul.
Yes. You keep the third round pick. Yeah, minus the pick.
For the second pick to Memphis.
For the second pick.
So you're calling Memphis and going, we just traded AD to the Knicks.
Correct.
We got all these players. We'll give you all those players. Maybe we'll throw in like a second round pick or two. So we can get your second pick.
Yeah, because that Knicks pick's also going to include a few of Dallas's picks.
But again.
So we'll give you some of Dallas's picks.
But again, as I've said, you have to give something back to that team that is probably giving up a player that they can build around. So what does Memphis get?
They get the young core of the Knicks that was looking pretty good this past season.
Yeah.
They
lost 20-something
really
games in a row.
They have potential. Young core. They have potential.
Yeah, okay. You're going to sell that, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they were.
I can hear the season tickets in Memphis going crazy right now.
The owner basically
signed me up.
The owner said, if y'all don't tank,
for guys that lost 20-something games in a row last year.
But Gus, they were going through a lot.
Look, we can maybe sell Memphis, go down a spot.
Now give me the first, second, third pick.
You can't do it.
You can.
No, you can't.
There's a way that
there's
you
no
can.
Way you're not getting 1, 2, and 3. It's not.
There's
it's,
a way that you can.
There is no way.
I just haven't found it.
Thank you. Right.
I might have found it.
No. Memphis is not saying sure. No problem. We'll move out of the top 10 out of everything.
Then you have Mike Conley and a bunch of really nice role players.
Yeah, again, the season. I mean, the phone lines are burning up at the FedEx Center right now. But I do think you can maybe negotiate and try to get into that second spot and have them move down one. That makes sense. Here's some haul. Here's another pick or two. Let us move up one. And then Memphis goes, no problem. They can still get R.J. Barrett. And they got their point guard in Conley.
See, I'm just greedy. I really want R.J. Barrett and Ja Morant.
Okay. Who would you rather? Ja or R.J.?
Don't put me in this situation.
This is not difficult.
To me, it is.
You really think it's that difficult?
Yes.
800-998-1003. Ja or RJ? Let's play Memphis here. Let's play Memphis. You got either or. You think it's that difficult? That's not even a question to me. That is so easy. Give me number 12 all day, all night. All day, all night. Give me Ja Morant. This is not even it. Why are you still thinking? Don't rub your temples. I cannot believe you're thinking right now. You think Memphis literally is thinking between Ja Morant and RJ Barrett. Wow.
I'm just thinking, like, for the sake of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
So if Ja Morant comes in and we have Zion.
Yeah.
Would Zion want, like, he would. Oh, Ja Morant right now is looking at himself as, all right, I'm going to be a face of a franchise for some other team.
Yeah.
If he goes to the Pelicans, he's like, now I'm just a part of Zion's team.
Here we go. What do we play every single day? Sound bites of pundits nationally saying that other players need to go play with other players. Right?
Correct.
Okay. You would have that here. Two great players already ready to go. If we're going to spend every waking moment of players saying they need to leave because they only have one of them, I just gave you two. It's not a problem. I'm going to give you a reason. I'm going to recount, see if you can recall.
Just give me both.
I'm going to recall something when we come back. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs, from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
It's the 4th annual Bud and Burgers Championship, co-hosted by the Rotary Clubs of Homa Sunrise and Homa Terrebonne. Let's see who can put the best taste of the bayou in a burger. Could that be you? Join ESPN 100.3 FM as we broadcast live from 4 till 6 at Southbound's Bouquet Pavilion. There's over 36 competitors for King of Burgers. So join us Saturday, June 15th at the Budweiser Bud and Burgers Championship, 4 till 10 p.m. Proceeds to benefit both Rotary Clubs.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you have a cute little reading nook for those rainy days when you want to curl up with a good book, but you don't even read, so you just sit in there during thunderstorms and scroll through memes on your phone and laugh in the darkness. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the dark, meme-filled corner you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team. We laced them up and took them to court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, so you remember Combine Week.
Correct.
Right after the lottery. Was it the Bleacher Report reporter?
Oh, yeah. It was the video. This, yeah.
Hey, remember Ja Morant was asked to pick his top five players or his top five, what would be his starting five? He said he named himself point guard, and then he went down the list. AD was one. Giannis was in. He picked
Paul George.
Yep, and then Durant. In that, I remember telling you he sounded like a floor general. He had reasons for wanting those players. He said these guys play defense. Athleticism for Giannis. Alley-oop to 80. He didn't come across like a me first. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Plus, here's the other element, too. And we'll get to one angry midget here. If we spend literally now the entire NBA season talking about the offseason, next season, and where these players are going to go because they need more than one player, then why are we still talking about people needing to be the face of a franchise? You need more than one face. If literally we just played sound today, if people are going, he's got to go to LA, got to go here, got to go big market, got to go play with somebody else. You need two players. You need three players. LeBron needs help. Well, then it's no longer just a face of a franchise, is it?
But how many of those players are actually going to go to L.A. to go play?
Well, I'm just saying in general. You put both of those guys together. Look, one angry midget. What you got for us, man?
The only way I can see that the Pelicans would be able to acquire the second pick is it would have to be a three-way trade, and it would have to involve Memphis and the dumpster fire out west.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd have to figure out how the salaries work, but if Memphis were to get, let's say, Kuzma, Ball, and the four, and then they also absorb Solo. The Pelicans got Ingram, some picks, and whatever other trash the Lakers can throw in to make the salaries work.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lakers got Conley and got AD. That seems like a win for everybody. What are your thoughts?
It would.
I think it's a loss for the Pelicans.
You think it's a loss, huh?
Yeah, because the Pelicans are only getting the second round pick. I mean, the second pick.
Well, you're getting Ja.
Yeah, you're getting Ja, but you're giving up 80 for Ja and someone that has a blood clot, a few blood clots, and you don't know how healthy he's going to be. So are those the only two assets that you're acquiring from the Lakers? Because then you're basically trading a for sure all-star talent for just Ja Morant.
I think it boils down to literally this. What is it that you're hoping to get out of Anthony Davis's trade?
I want a king's ransom.
Okay. You keep saying that.
The only thing I could look at is you're not defining what
a king's ransom is.
The Knicks
what
trade.
Is a king's ransom?
Kevin Knox, Robert Mitchell.
Again, the same group of guys that lost almost 30 games
correct.
In a row.
And a lot of those guys have upside potential.
Okay, so am I defining King's ransom as potential, comma, what else?
Plus a third round pick.
High draft pick?
Yes.
Comma.
Plus the Dallas picks, which are
additional picks. So King's ransom defined, at least through you, you want a high draft pick. So top five.
Young assets.
Young assets with potential. And additional first-round picks for
correct.
The future.
Correct.
Is that a king's ransom?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just saying.
You're setting yourself up for the future.
Okay, so setting yourself up for the future. Now, again, others may say king's ransom is more like Boston or the Clippers, right? Guys that you've seen proven look good and can sort of help you now.
Well, the Celtics are they're still growing, those Celtics players. They haven't reached their peak. Jason Tatum hasn't reached his peak potential. Right. So, I mean, those are considered still potential.
You know what? Let's get a Boston guy tomorrow.
All right.
Because I'm interested to know what... Because everyone in Boston, you couldn't find somebody in Boston that would... We want AD. Do they want him as much now? Let's talk to sports show host and get calls. I'm sure they'll give us a little bit better. Matt Moskonen, after further review, is up next. LSU into the Super Regionals, taking on Florida State. He's up. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for tuning us in. It's been the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.